Hey, this is David Rovics with another episode of This Week with David Rovics, making popular education popular again. Hello. Starting with this one, you'll be getting regular musical commentaries related to current events from me here on Flashpoints. Today, Yemen. Regular listeners of this show will be aware that the U.S. is an active participant in a campaign of aerial carnage being carried out by the Saudi Air Force. The laser-guided 500-pound bomb that killed 94 people in and around a packed bus parked at a busy outdoor market earlier this month was supplied by the United States. Most of the planes dropping the bombs are made in the U.S., and they're being refueled in midair by the U.S. military. When that bomb fell on August 9th, there were also developments in the FBI's investigation of the Trump administration. Oprah released a new line of refrigerated food, and Elon Musk broke up with his girlfriend. These were some of the important stories of the day, reported by major news media. Local and state media where I live, in Portland, Oregon, were giving blanket coverage to the aftermath of a gathering of a dozen right-wingers who were defended with predictable brutality by the riot squad a few days earlier. Meanwhile, in Yemen, the daily U.S.-sponsored war crimes continue. One more country lies in rubble, millions are on the verge of famine, and one more market is covered in blood, body parts, and shrapnel, assorted pieces of which are adorned with U.S. flags. If the size of a human catastrophe or the degree of human suffering had anything to do with what qualified a story as newsworthy, Yemen would be a leading headline every day. But in the real world, Yemeni life is far less important than Saudi money or Saudi oil, and this reality is reflected well in corporate media coverage as well as by U.S. policies under both of our ruling parties. Many of the people killed on the bus that day were children on a school outing. There's a heat wave in Portland. The sun shines down. Sprinklers are running all over town. It's hot too in Yemen, but lucky for us, nobody here was on that bus. We're 44 children die. Hear the buses pass by, and they pass by again. In Sada, the bus left, came back, and then 44 children died. Today, a school trip, a picnic. As the bombings go on, I guess they should have stayed home. Now they're all gone. 44 children died. Fragments of bodies and fragments of bombs litter the market square. On most of the fragments, if you wash off the blood, you'll see USA written there. Where 44 children died. Today. For Flashpoints, this is David Rovics.